You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day.
Now we're going to go very quietly and very softly. We have a precious person in the studio today after the Super Bowl. Welcome to it, Sports Day, Monday night edition. Matt Rogers, Jason Matthews in the Sports Day studio. No Sats. He's holidaying with the lovely Beck. He took her to Vietnam. She thought she was going to Melbourne. Surprise, bang, we're going to Vietnam. Here we are. One of her bucket list things for her birthday. So,
proper closet romantic, Sats.
He is. Well, he's also known as the...
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
You've been watching Maths, by the way? We'll get on
to
that.
No, no.
She's one of the... She's from Byron.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she tragic or is she okay? Like when I say tragic,
she's
like
Byron. Just, you know when you wear that stupid hat?
Yeah.
You remind me of her.
Oh, Byron.
Yeah.
Like hipster, sort of oddball.
Wanky.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to Sports Day, by the way. Matt Rogers, hello. And commiserations as your 49ers went down today to the Kansas City Chiefs. What a game that was. One of the longest. Was it the longest game?
It was. Yeah, longest.
Only the second time I think it's gone to OT.
Well, and they used all of it. 3 seconds left in overtime. That was all that was left.
Well done to Patrick Mahomes, Taylor Swift, Mrs. Mahomes. Of course, they wouldn't have won the game without their help. But I tell you what, it is a dynasty now, or a dynasty with the Kansas City Chiefs, and they are, seriously, the only team I can compare to them are the Penrith Panthers.
Yeah, it's hard to argue it. Three out of the last four Super Bowl champions, and, yeah.
Are you all right?
I'm hating talking about it, to be honest, just because I just was so confident. Well, not so confident. I was so hopeful that the Niners would win. Been 30 years.
Yeah.
So, anyway, disappointing.
25-22. Now it feels like to be a Cowboys supporter. Mm. Oh, I talk about Dallas Cowboys, not the North Queensland Cowboys.
Yeah.
I'd feel better if I was a North Queensland Cowboys supporter.
Well, I think it's been longer for you than it has been for us.
Mm.
But you guys have just been tragic, like proper tragic, like just
all right, mate, don't,
underachieved.
Don't throw your disappointment.
At least we've got to the Super Bowl a couple of times in the last 4 years.
Did you win those?
We didn't. But,
no, oh, well, you're a loser.
Know, on the last day of the season,
you're as good as
I'm
us.
Sitting there, you know, supporting my team, whereas you haven't been able to do that for a very, very long time.
I'm still supporting my team.
Yeah, no, you're just not when. Yeah, you just can't support them during the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, I get them. January and February off. That's the best I'm going on holidays. Welcome to Sports Day. Rats here tonight. Hello to our listeners through Super Radio Network. In fact, we've got a lovely bonus for you. The Rat's going to do 5 shows in a row.
Mm.
Now, you're going to need some leave after that, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I've got to go to Sydney. Very special occasion next week. So, yeah, I'm going to be...
Can you let us in on what the special...
Can't.
Why?
Because it's secret.
And you're telling us now. How's
everybody, everybody will know in time, Jason. What we call a hook and tease.
I regret saying that to Sats. Hello to our listeners through the SEN network, 1170 in Sydney, SENQ 693 AM in Brizzy, track stations, fanatic stations, on those listening to the SEN app and all those through SENZ in New Zealand. Thanks to our wonderful partners, Kia and also Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. Love you to be involved. 0457 736 736 is our text number. particularly if you're in Australia. 8833 for our NZ listeners, or you can call 1300 01 1170. Get us on the socials as well. TikTok, Sports Day SEN, Instagram SENQ, or X Sports Day NSW. Big show tonight. Cam Luke, one of our regulars on SEN. You hear him on SEN Track for those who listen to Track as well. Also, Armchair Experts on Channel 7, the show he does with Ben Graham about the NFL. Well, he's been to the Super Bowl today. We're going to catch up with him and get his thoughts on it. And I want to also have a chat to him about the great Lauren Jackson, who's retired from international basketball after helping the Opals get to Paris.
She's been at it a long time.
She has.
A long time. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. When I retired from sport, it wasn't a physical thing. It was a mental thing. I just wonder if mentally, like, she's just gone and helped the Opals, you know, qualify for the Olympics, and she's not going to go to the Olympics. And she must just be mentally exhausted.
If I was the Opals, I'd be making her an assistant, because you've got to have her around the squad. Just her experience in those clutch moments.
Yep.
Male and female, and this wasn't pre-planned for the show, where does she rank in Australia's greatest sporting heroes? I mean, she's got to be up there. She'd have to be, I don't know, I'm not a WNBA expert, but she'd have to be top five in the WNBA of all time.
Well, she's I think she's a multiple MVP winner. Well,
is she Australia's greatest basketballing expert?
She'd have to be, wouldn't she? I mean, I know we've got players like over there playing, but no one has dominated the league like she has dominated the league.
Does she get the recognition she deserves?
Criminally underrated in this country.
Is it because she's pretty private?
Yeah, potentially. I mean, look,
I think she's
women's
from
basketball is now starting to get some traction, which is a little bit of a shame for Lauren, because although she played in the WNBA and, you know, she's been an Opal star for many years, it probably hasn't got the traction that it's just starting to gain.
And the
now
money. The money
in,
she deserves.
In the US, it's starting to happen. But yeah, look, I don't know. I can't think of anybody that I could put in front of her. Anybody. Male or female.
Yeah, I don't know either. Is there anyone out there? 0457-736-736. We'll talk to Cam Luke about that, because he's across basketball as well. He calls NBL for ESPN and covers a lot of that as well. So we'll have a chat to Cam about that. Monday, we do Like It or Lump It. There's a lot of stuff from the weekend. We'll get to that in a sec. That's ridiculous. As well, Super Bowl today, a wonderful event. It was a clutch moment from Mahomes in overtime. They needed a touchdown to actually win the game. Here's how it unfolded on SEN.
Mahomes takes the snap, runs out right, throws, Hartman takes the catch, and the winning touchdown is scored. The legend of Patrick Mahomes grows. An overtime win. As the Chiefs' kingdom becomes a dynasty, and Patrick Mahomes heads off on his lap of honour.
He did well. He did very well.
Oh, amazing. In the moment, did what needed to be done.
They were terrible. They were terrible in the first half. Again, we'll talk to Cam Luke about it, so I won't spend much time on it now, but they were terrible. They just got a goal in the first half, make it 10-3 at halftime, but they'll much better in the second half. And but anyway, look, interesting game. Clutch moments in games. That ball he threw for a touchdown. Have there been better moments in sport? Marched down.
Given the situation, given, you know, the timing, the situation, what was on the line. I mean, you could go back to our grand final last year, and you know, Nathan's try to win the game was a clutch moment. But was the 40-20 more clutch? Like, if he doesn't hit that 40-20, they're not down there scoring the try. Or is the kick from the sideline that got them within 12 points more clutch? Like, if he misses that kick, then they're not, you know. So he had a number of incredibly clutch moments in the back end of that game.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, though, he just seems to show up every year and do it, okay, as does Nathan.
Is it better than we look at it as clutch players? You're 100% right about Nathan Cleary. 100% right. Mahomes, and I tell you, I'm not comparing Nathan to Patrick Mahomes, because I think Patrick Mahomes earns about an extra $58 million a season.
Mm.
But you wouldn't want the ball in anyone else's hands with 4 minutes to go in a grand final or a Super Bowl than those two blokes, would you?
No, you wouldn't. And, you know, we'll ask Cam about it, because I felt like just watching it, watching the game, I felt like San Francisco didn't have enough points in the beginning, and I just felt like, you know, they were dominating the game but didn't get enough points. And as soon as – and you knew Kansas were going to turn it around at some point, and as soon as Mahomes got the ball with it all on the line, it's like, yeah.
You could just tell how calm.
You could feel it through the TV.
Yeah, you could, how calm and precise they were, and you just knew it was clinical.
Mm.
I tell you who was just the greatest clutch player, and I think we'll find it hard to top this bloke, particularly in Australian sport, was Shane Warne.
Oh,
whenever you needed a wicket, here's the ball, Warney, bang.
Mm. Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You'd struggle to find a player that would outdo Warney as a clutch player.
How good was Warney?
Ah.
I miss Warney.
But we were only talking about this the other day, myself and some mates. We still can't believe he's not with us.
I can't. Yeah. I mean, just having this conversation now. I was pretty fortunate back in the day. We had the same agent. And he only looked after Shane and myself. And so,
geez, he'd be one of the richest agents on the planet, wouldn't he? With the money you're making.
Well, we just did some stuff. We did a lot of stuff together. And, oh, mate, he was just such a good dude. He was just such a good fella.
What do you talk to him about? What now, like?
Oh, mate. Just
he was smart,
and,
wasn't he? Yeah, he was just so smart.
You know, cricket and footy. And, you know, he didn't really have any idea about rugby league.
Yeah.
He was from Victoria. But just, yeah, he was just a good dude, mate. He was just one of the boys, you know, like. And I think that's why Australia loved him, because he was just like every other Australian, but he could just roll. I used to give him a hard time when he was going to retire. I said, mate, the Australian government should, as long as that arm works, should force you to bowl.
Yeah.
But we need you bowling for us. You know, it's not that hard, surely.
Yeah.
You know, but he had some shoulder surgeries and stuff. And yeah, anyway. But yeah, well, we reminisce. What a great fella.
Clutch players in clutch moments. Who are they? 0457 736 736 8833 in New Zealand. I mean, I'm sure there were some great rugby players.
Oh, Andrew Johns. Oh, well, rugby players.
Well, rugby
Johnny Wilkinson.
Johns. Yeah, Johnny Wilkinson.
Oh, look what he did. You know, on his off foot, 2003, overtime, clock ticking down, knocks it over. Yeah. And to be honest, a guy like Johnny Wilkinson doesn't get enough credit for how good a rugby player he was. Everyone talks about how good a kicker he was. He was as good a rugby player as he was a kicker. Defensively, he was like an Andrew Johns. You couldn't run at him. I saw him put hits on guys like Toto Kefu and David Lyons, like these big number eights. You know, they'd try to put some footwork on him. He'd pick it and just absolutely cut him in half. And these are big guys, you know. So there are some players out there that certainly fit the bill for clutch players. Johnny's one of them. George Gregan would be another, I'd say.
Yeah, unbelievable.
You know, the way he captained the Wallabies and the way that he held his composure in some real pressure situations.
What was that tackle on that All Black?
Not
in the
on
corner.
Jeff Wilson.
Unbelievable.
Mm.
One of the greatest Wallabies moments of all time.
Mm, it was. It was very special.
Got a text here from 521 from David White at Benora Point. Says Taylor Swift, Mrs. Kelce, not Mrs. Mahomes. No, I was referring to Mrs. Mahomes as well. Not just Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Brittany Mahomes.
Mahomes. I mean,
yeah, she's in everything.
She is before him.
Well, like, I
she runs the joint, mate.
Yeah, yeah. I
if you watch that doco,
yeah,
Patrick Mahomes is nothing.
She's she owns a soccer team.
She does now.
Mm, women's soccer team. Yeah.
He actually bought that for her. That was wonderful.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, she said she owns it.
You know, she does. He bought it for her.
Oh, right,
but he bought
okay.
No. I'm not doing this in a cynical way.
No.
He built the stadium.
Yeah, well,
she helped fund the stadium.
She was like a D1 soccer player.
Yeah, she was
at college. Yeah, yeah. But she's become rather annoying with the social media and stuff. Like, I don't know if you've seen it.
That is Matt Rogers.
She's very
send your complaint.
She's very
to Matt Rogers.
She's very in your face with her celebrations. And,
I
can see how American, like a lot of the Americans are now.
Keep digging.
They're against Kansas City because of.
Well, funny you should say that, because I saw an interview today prior to the Super Bowl. I'm not sure who it was with, but Patrick Mahomes is being interviewed by a former player and he's now viewed as a villain.
Yeah.
And it's because a lot of this stuff that's happened.
Well, it's not Patrick.
No, but it's also because of the success. You can't tell me old mate Tom Brady wasn't seen as a bit of a villain in the end because people got sick of his success.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, but he never he didn't have the people around him that were creating moments that could come back on you. So he was married, you know, had a settled life. Yeah, Brittany's been a little bit full on in the media. Brittany Mahomes and Patrick's brother,
yeah,
has been in the media and in a fair bit of trouble. Patrick's dad's been in a fair bit of trouble, and it's not Patrick, it's all the people around him that are giving the American public and others ammunition to go after him. He's a great athlete. I think he's phenomenal. I mean, I love watching history be created in sports.
Yes.
I'm filthy that my team lost today.
Yeah.
But, you know, this could be another, you know, New England Patriots or another, you know, I like seeing history created.
What happens with Purdy next year?
Well, he keeps the job. He was all right.
You stay at number one.
Yeah, absolutely.
David also went on to say San Francisco marched the ball down the field 92 yards thanks to Joe Montana to win the Super Bowl in 1990. 49ers won in normal time in the closing stages. Clutch moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was one. I saw him a few times on the telecast today. You see that?
Yeah.
Montana there.
Yeah.
Got a rousing applause before the game started. Hey, listen, before we go to the break, look out for the sunrise. Enjoy local services. Just a couple of, like, from the weekend, what you liked and what you wanted to lump, Rats. Anything there?
Well, I've got to say, I sort of lumped the halftime show of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I wasn't much for it.
Yeah.
It kicked up a gear when they came out on roller skates.
He nearly tripped over Usher on the roller skates at one point. Can I just say what I'm liking, though? I know the Australians played very well over the weekend, cricket. I loved the West Indies' grit with the bat. They had massive totals to chase. They went after it on Friday night. Like they almost got there on Friday night.
Yeah, but on the other side, right, what I'm lumping, one of my lumps for the week is their bowling. It's terrible. And Andre Russell, his bowling yesterday was disgusting.
Yeah, I feel like they're having a crack there. Maybe they just got to tighten a few things up.
It's just their approach, right? They're just relaxed. They're cool, right? It's the Windies. Mm. But it's a World Cup year, T20 World Cup year.
At that level.
But it's a T20 World Cup year in their country.
Mm.
This is when you want to be fine-tuning against the best. Their batting and their fielding is at times magnificent.
Mm, I'd agree with that.
Their batting at times is dangerous.
Yeah.
But their bowling, to allow Australia on Friday night to score 213 and then 240-odd last night.
Yeah.
That's not good enough.
No, it isn't.
You know, but you're right. I do love their batting. I tell you what I'm loving. What about this last night?
As Brad said, he knows his stats. He knows his standing. And he slaps it wide of mid-off. That's a boundary. That's 100. He raises his fist, takes the helmet off, waves to the crowd, waves to his teammates. It doesn't get better than that.
What about Maxi? Last night, scoring another 100. You and I were talking earlier, like, they set the field to him. And then he just reverse whacks. It's not a sweep. It's a reverse whack.
Yeah, yeah. And the commentator saying, you can't bowl it there. It's like, well, where else?
You can't bowl it on the pitch.
He bowled it a foot outside the off stump, and he's put it over square leg.
Yeah.
Like it was.
He's incredible, isn't he?
He can just manipulate whatever he wants. And when he's on, he's hard to stop.
What did you say to me earlier? He's in form on the field and...
And off it. Straight out of the back of the ambulance onto the field.
But we need these characters.
Mate, here's the thing, right? If you want an animal on the field and an angel off it, they don't exist.
Yeah.
You need, and this is what good coaches understand, you know, the Greg Birds of the world, the Justin Hodges of the world, these guys that they get on the field, they're mongrels. They're mongrel dogs. They just want to go after them and kill you. Well, you know how hard it is for them to turn that off, like just, and be this, you know, this nice, like, but the good coaches and the good management in clubs understand this and they manage it and they work with these guys and try to keep them on the straight and narrow. But every now and then you can have a little slip up, which is all right.
Mm.
But as long as it's not anything too silly.
There's a couple here that Daddy Vass has thrown in. Mm. And I don't like this. He's lumping the bunny start to the season. Well, first of all, it's not the season yet.
What is?
No, it's not.
Well, it is. They've started the season, so... Cody pre-season.
Well, he's lumping Cody Walker's calf injury. Yeah, well, that's nice. Well, kick him while he's down.
Well, I'm lumping that too. I mean, you can't like that.
Well, that's not a lump. That's just...
Well, it's bad luck. So you lump that.
Oh, well, the segment's not bad luck.
No, you lump it.
No.
Oh, so you like it?
No.
Oh, well, what do you do then?
I just don't think we should be talking about Campbell Graham out for 6 months. But this is the thing that pees me off.
Mm.
Like, everyone wants to jump, get on South City. 68-6, we lost a trial against Manly. It was our third string team.
I don't know. I think they picked all their starters.
You know differently. And the thing, like, seriously. Seriously. So we got Cody in doubt for Vegas.
Yep.
Campbell Graham's definitely not going. Possibility of Cam Murray, rugby league's greatest looking player, he's miso having a baby around that time.
Well, he shouldn't be missing a game for that.
Well, please. It's the birth of his first kid.
No, but what I'm saying is you like modern medicine today, Jason, they can do a thing called an induction. They can induce a baby.
No, but they might want to have it in the bath.
Yeah, well, they can still do that.
Do it naturally.
Just do it when you can do that.
But she might not want the baby induced. Mate, not everyone's like you. Not everyone has their kid induced, so you can go on an end-of-season footy trip
to Vegas.
He's actually playing. He's being a professional sport. But and White and suspended. South, don't even bother. Send your reserve grade team over. No, you don't win a premiership in round zero.
This is starting with the excuses already.
No, I'm not. I'm being
a
realist.
Like it.
Oh, there's a couple of Broncos today that might not be going.
Oh, mate.
Carrigan and Renault. We'll get to that real soon.
Yeah, we will. That was interesting, wasn't it?
Anyway,
Stop it, Adam. Yeah, stop it.
That was what was heard in the video.
You reckon that was Adam's wife?
I don't know.
Stop it, Adam.
And I'm backing Renault against Carrigan any day.
Oh, he'd have a little bit of go in him, wouldn't he?
Redfern boy.
Redfern boy, yeah. But Paddy,
he'd just pull his man bun, wouldn't he? And just
pretend. Oh, well, mate, you'd do anything.
There's an easy tough
street fight, no rules.
We'll get to that real soon. Sports Day, that's our Like It or Lump It. If you've got anything for us from the weekend, we'd love to hear it. 0457 736 736 8833 if you're in New Zealand, or 1300 01 1170. There's over 1,200 stores Australia-wide. Visit newsunrise.com.au. Cam Luke, standing by in Vegas, joins us next.
Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.
Mahomes takes the snap, runs outright, throws. Hartman takes the catch, and the winning touchdown is scored. The legend of Patrick Mahomes grows. An overtime win. As the Chiefs' kingdom becomes a dynasty, and Patrick Mahomes heads off on his lap of honour.
Or as I like to call them, the Chiefs are the Penrith Panthers of the NFL. That's their third Super Bowl victory in 5 years. Mm. And you know what? I can't see a team beating them next year, and I can't see anyone beating the Panthers this year. Rat, I know you're upset being a 49ers fan. Mm. I tell you what, I'll sell you my Jared Hayne jersey for $20.
No, thanks. Don't need anything to wash my car with at the moment, mate. But, mate, well,
it was horrible for you. I'm devastated.
I'm devastated, but that's footy.
A man who loves his NFL. You see him on TV every week on Channel 7. He's also been over in Vegas calling LIV Golf for us. And, of course, nowhere as good as you, Rat, LIV Golf in Adelaide this year. Cam Luke, welcome to Sports Day.
Oh, you won't believe it. I actually walked in, before we get to today's game, which was incredible, I walked in to LIV Golf in the party hole on day two on Friday, and the first person I bumped to was an Australian. He said to me, "Hey, is Matt Rogers going back to Adelaide this year?" I said, "If he's not, I will not listen." So I'm looking forward to you being back there, mate, when they get there in April.
Cam, have you heard him call the hole in one? Have you heard the audio?
Yep. Mate, I was there. I was standing about 3 metres from him, and then, of course, everything went nuts. And I actually felt a bit bad, but I meant to call you because I think one of the cans of drink I threw might have ricocheted off your head.
I'm wondering what that was.
So I do apologise. Outstanding, boys, outstanding.
For those who haven't.
Looks like Kepka's done that, and this is coming in nicely. Might be a little long. Oh, no, this is right next to the pin. Oh, this could go in. It's running, it's tracking. Hole in one, Chase Kepka. The beer's absolutely flying.
Beers, that was Cam Luke's drink.
Yeah, it was. So, Cam, the Super Bowl.
It's interesting how easy it is for people to throw drinks when they're free drinks.
Yes.
Which is something that I also took note of that day.
Yeah, so, Cam, the Super Bowl, The Niners looked to get away to a great start, but probably didn't put the points on that they would have liked. Could you feel in the midst of that game, the Kansas City Chiefs just momentum starting to build? Because it seemed like that watching it from TV.
That was going to be the issue. The fact is that they were able to control the game, the 49ers, relatively early, and they should have put more points on. There's no doubt they should have put more points on the board because you don't want to give
Oops, we've lost you, Cam. He is on a monorail in Vegas.
Not the MGM Grand.
I hope it's not the monorail that was in Springfield in The Simpsons and they moved it over to the MGM Grand. Have we got you, Cam?
Yeah, you have, mate. Sorry, I was just Taylor Swift just walking past. I was going to say
good day. No worries.
No, it did. There is no doubt that the momentum was absolutely with the 49ers. But like in anything, you need to be able to put points on the board. You don't allow someone, you don't allow a great of the game, but you don't allow someone like Patrick Mahomes to be able to change the game in one instance. Now, it probably wasn't Patrick Mahomes, probably specifically to change the game because it was the Duff punt return that it gave them really good field access and then they were able to go back in front early in the third quarter. But I was worried coming in. I was a 49ers financial investor going into the season when it comes to our great friends at Ladbrokes. Hopefully you guys have got a betting partner. But the fact is that going into the fourth quarter, what the big question mark all year has been Brock Purdy about being able to go out and win a game, right? And he was really good today, Brock Purdy. He was really good. But to be able to close the door on Patrick Mahomes, you have to be great. Christian McCaffrey was outstanding. There was a trick play, of course, that led to the McCaffrey touchdown after the Jennings throw. He ain't a quarterback, by the way, for people at home. But the fact was they didn't shut the gate. And Patrick Mahomes' fourth quarter in overtime was perfect. And that's what the greats do. So while the 49ers have that huge array of offensive arsenal and they are very, very strong, Kansas City have been great defensively, kept them in the game and gave Mahomes that opportunity to be great when you have to be great and go out and win it. They got to overtime. Purdy did a nice enough job to get a field goal, but Patrick Mahomes did a nice enough job to get a touchdown, and that's why they're back-to-back champions.
Mate, have you ever seen such an unusual and significant player like Dre Greenlaw get injured the way he did, getting excited about to run onto the field and snaps his Achilles? Like, what a loss.
That was bizarre. No.
That was a turning point, yeah. I believe, and that's when Mahomes started to get his rhythm when that secondary in the Niners sort of lost their way a little bit.
And it was quite noticeable because they weren't able to get any rhythm. They weren't able to get anything going at all in the first half. And then when they were able to, they were a little conservative defensively to the 49ers on the back of that. And all of a sudden, then Mahomes able to get rolling and the whole thing changes. There's no doubt that injuries happen in the weirdest and wackiest ways, but that's going to be close enough to one of the most amazing injuries you kind of do see. And the vision of it, I'm sure you boys have seen it, the vision of it on social media, you can nowadays with the cameras, you can see the actual moment that the Achilles does go. And it was horrible. And little when you go to overtime in a Super Bowl, every little thing matters. And there's no doubt that they played a small part.
Yeah, absolutely. McCaffrey was fantastic for the 49ers. Look, had they won, he would have been MVP. Without a doubt. Aussie Mitch Wisnowski, the punter, he had a superb game. Yep. And Aussie has still not won a Super Bowl.
I know. He punted really, really well. Aaron Tsipras was a little disappointing last year and had a punt last year that unfortunately changed the game. That didn't happen today. Wisnowski was unbelievable. Gave them great, great hits, really, Kansas City a couple of times. And he was brilliant. I thought for a little while there, in particular early in the second quarter, I felt the 49ers well and truly on top. I started to think about where Mitch and I were going to party tonight. There's about 5,000 Australians in town. So I thought we're all going to have to find Mitch Wisnowski and celebrate with him. But it's a game of millimetres. It's a game of inches. And the great Patrick Mahomes takes those inches to the next level. And in the end, unfortunately, if you're a 49ers fan, which I know you are in the studio, you fall a little bit short.
Mm. Now, listen, the halftime entertainment, look, it was no Tina Turner tribute show, which we rolled out for the NRL Grand Final. What did you make of Usher? I didn't even know who else was on the bloody stage. I thought it stepped up a gear when the roller skates come out. Apart from that, I thought it was a dud.
It actually felt a bit like my 18th, actually, roller skates and topless. But you know what? You must really know where you sit as a human being when you've got the confidence to take your shirt off at the Super Bowl halftime show when you are the center of attention. I thought it started a little slowly, and then it started to build momentum. I'm not a major Usher fan by any stretch, but I thought it was pretty decent. There was a couple maybe of those old school great songs that he had sung that he might have left on the cutting room floor, but it was pretty cool. It's always, I will always say this, and I'm lucky enough to now have been at 5 Super Bowls. The fact is that it's always better within the stadium. The energy is just heating.
Yeah, right.
Everyone's going up. So,
yeah.
Look, I thought it was pretty decent. I was privileged enough to be at Super Bowl 50 to watch Bruno Mars, Coldplay, and Beyonce go at it. And then a couple of years ago in LA, we've got the
Snoop. Righto. We've heard enough.
Yeah.
We've heard enough.
You're right. Hey, it was good. You know what? I'll say it was the Brock Purdy of halftime shows. It was very solid and deserved an opportunity. But still, the Eminem ending is still the Patrick Mahomes for me.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to say I was very impressed by Taylor Swift chugging a beer. I thought that was really well done. If she did that at the MCG, she would be evicted straight away, because you can't chug beers, apparently, the MCG, the capital of the world.
The nanny state,
yeah,
Australia.
Right.
Welcome.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, at one time, if she had chugged a beer at a cricket game, she'd be the Prime Minister. So,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, pros and cons to be able to chug beer at different times. I'm not 100% sold it was a beer. I'm not 100% sold, but good on her. And we're going to see her in Melbourne. And we're going to see her in Melbourne Friday night, if you're a Melbourne, in Australia in the next couple of weeks. So
I'll be there.
Looking forward to her continuing those antics. Yes, I'm going to go to. I'm actually missing Melbourne. I'm going to go to Sydney to see it, but it'll be still good.
I'm not going to the concert, but I'm escorting my two 16-year-old twins to that concert Friday night in Melbourne. Cam, before we let you go, I just want to switch codes.
Yes.
I want to switch codes for the moment.
I know
you love your basketball, but Opals legend Lauren Jackson today announced her retirement from international basketball. She helped Australia qualify for the Olympics. She's stepping down. She is the most underrated Australian sporting hero of all time. She'd have to be top three female basketballers of all time, wouldn't you say, Cam?
So she's 100% Australia's greatest ever basketballer. And when we sit down and we talk about it, we just weirdly forget women. And she's by far Australia's greatest basketballer, full stop. Man, not to diminish the Andrew Gazes, the Andrew Bogut, the Ben Simmons, all these guys in the world, the Joe Ingles, who have been outstanding for a long time. She was the MVP. She was the best player on the planet year in, year out. And she has been incredible. And then to couple it and multiply it with retiring and the injury she had, knee, Achilles, all the rest of it, comes back, plays a huge part in Australia and the Opals, of course, on the home soil when it comes to World Cup, then gets hurt again, WNBL, gets all that fixed, and then puts the hand up very unselfishly to go on tour to Brazil and get the Opals into the Paris Olympics, even though in her mind she knew she wasn't going to go into the ultimate. Remarkable. She deserves as many pats on the back as she can take. She's been an outstanding athlete. She was Australia's greatest basketballer in 2005. It's now 2024, and she's still helping the national team reach the Olympic Games. So to Lauren Jackson, who no doubt listens to this show, congratulations and kudos. A superstar.
Here, mate. I'll let you go and reacquaint yourself with Candy and Sandy. a couple you must have met last night, I hear. Keep Jared Waitley away from them, all right? Please. Great call today from Jared, by the way, on SEN. Thank you, Cam.
As always. Thank you, boys. See ya.
We're back. Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day.
Oh, my gosh.
That's Usher, mate. Hey, listen, just incidentally.
Did he play that song?
I don't know. They all sounded the same to me. And also, he lost a T-shirt but found a glove. Did you notice in that performance? It just looked weird.
Yeah, I think the glove was like a Michael Jackson thing. Like he was sort of.
And the no shirt was a tribute to Janet Jackson, perhaps?
Maybe.
Right, okay. 0457 736 736. Welcome back to Sports Day. You've got the Rats and Jason Matthews here tonight. Just on the text very quickly, one from Tommy Boys. With the game going to overtime, that missed extra point by the 49ers was a big moment, wasn't it, Rat?
Huge. It it lost them the game. When because the game doesn't change when you kick an extra point. The game changes when you kick a field goal. Like, it changes the dynamic of everything. But points after a touchdown, that's
$5 critical. To anyone who rings in and asks Matt Rogers what he thinks of Moody, the punter for 49ers.
Yeah.
All right, clutch moments in sport.
Plenty here. Wally Lewis. That's from Treg from Toowoomba. Yep, he was clutch, definitely. Clutch players here from 133 says Michael Jordan repeated multiple plays, none better. Kieran Perkins from Lane 8 in Barcelona, very big. That was clutch. And Taylor Swift, 2024 Super Bowl.
Well, funny you should say Taylor Swift, 2027 Super Bowl.
2024.
Oh, sorry, 2024. Have you seen the tweets from, who's the tennis player I mentioned before? Andy Murray. Congratulations. Put up a photo of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift saying congratulations to Taylor Swift on winning the Super Bowl 58.
And you?
What?
What? You okay with it?
Nah. I haven't played professional sport, right? But I've watched a lot of it.
Yeah.
I just think that's the moment, particularly after you win a game, I think that's the moment for you and your teammates.
It is.
You know this.
But they'll have that in the dressing room where the wives aren't and the girlfriends aren't. I think that's just a moment that they've taken on the field. And the press, and people know that gets under people's skin. So it gets traction.
I love you, Andy Murray.
It was good.
You should have a sports show.
Clutch here. Rat, Jason, Michael Hagan was the clutch player that the Knights needed in 1989, and he was the general that paved the way forward for the Johns brothers to take over from Sporty Gavin Newcastle.
I tell you what, one of my favourite listeners, except for when he reminds me of when Queensland had beaten New South Wales in Origin, is Stepper from Redcliffe. Stepper says Alfie Langer when he came back from England, which no one knew about, to lead the Maroons to winning the deciding State of Origin.
That was clutch, wasn't it? But it didn't just come back and dominated, scored a try. Won him the series, got back on his plane, went back and played for, was it Warrington? Is he playing for Warrington at the time?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Mm. What about Arvo Lads? This is from from Rory. Wayne Gretzky, the Iceman.
Oh, yeah, Wayne Gretzky.
He's the greatest ice hockey player, isn't he?
Yeah, the great one, they call him. Yeah, there's only one. That's one Wayne Gretzky. But, gee,
just one goat.
I'm a one goat. Can I just say, I've been getting into a little bit of ice hockey lately. After going over and going to a Sabres game and just seeing it live, you get such a better perspective of the game live, so you sort of get to understand a little bit more. And I was sitting next to a season ticket holder of the Sabres, and I sort of said, look, I'm a guest here and just enjoying the...
Matt Rogers may have heard of me.
Yeah, she knew.
Radio
she
show.
Actually knew. But,
stop it.
No, she didn't. She Googled me, though.
What?
Only because they came
it's
down.
Matt with one T.
It's a funny story behind it all. But anyway, I've not long enough to tell that story. But when she explained the rules to me about the blue line, having to skate back over it and understanding it, and it made me interested in it. And now I've been watching a bit on telly and I love it.
It's like NFL when
you know the rules.
Don Lane taught us the rules all those years ago, right? On the ABC Monday night, 11 o'clock, explain the rules. Oh, right, I get that now.
Yep.
I just can't get into ice hockey. But is that the only sport now that's left that you're allowed to punch on?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's probably some weird European sports where they allow it. But
what, cheese chasing when you chase?
You know those ones where they basically just wrestle in a big field and they try to get a ball into a, like I've seen. Yeah, there's a few sports. They're like Asian sports. I'm not talking about
wrestling.
Yeah, we're talking organised sports, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ice hockey.
So that's it. And what's wrong with it?
And you know what's crazy about it is they play on ice.
Yes.
You fall
over.
Well,
it's called ice hockey.
Yeah. Well, really? Well, someone could take that the other way if they play on ice. We're talking about ice, the surface.
Yes.
If they hit their head on that, I mean, I know they wear a helmet, but they come off in those fights. Yeah. If they hit their head on it, but they allow it, I mean.
And they're wearing those.
I don't want to. I'm not a fan of fighting.
You're a lover.
Well, I was never a big guy.
Ran from fighting.
When they stopped, when they stopped people from punching in the NRL, I was like rapt. I'm like, sweet. I never punched anyone in my life.
But how good have the replays been on Fox over the last couple of weeks with the old games?
But what I'm saying is this, It's like if something happens in the heat of the moment and there's a bit of a stink, like
but you can't even do that.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is I'm not condoning fighting. But if that happens, like I can't believe we do send someone off for it.
Yeah.
Two big men, grown men, going at it.
Oh, it's bad for Karen and her kids.
Well, don't play. You don't have to play, Karen.
Thank you.
And your kids don't have to either.
Right. I'd like to see Karen getting into someone at Bunnings on a Saturday. Ahmed from Sydney. Mate, who's your great clutch of all time?
Larry Legend.
Oh, Larry Bird.
Yes.
Larry Bird.
There'll be a lot of Lakers fans who won't agree with you, but...
No, that's right. But yeah, you're spot on.
He can trash talk you and say to you, I'm going to be in the corner in 1 minute and I'll be doing a jump shot three on you.
Yeah,
he's that kind of a guy.
Yeah, he was. Yep. Absolutely.
He's very good. He was very good and he delivered.
I would pick him. If I had to pick up a starting five, I would pick him over LeBron James. Anytime.
Yep. All right. Armin, we've got to run. We've got to run, mate. Thanks for your call. 0457 736 736. Clutch players. Let us know who you think, or 1300 01 1170. Got to go to a break. Got to tell you about footy tipping next.
Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day.
I've heard people say, welcome back to the show.
Nice song.
Just setting the mood for when I get home later. You know what I'm talking about? Well, Max is on.
Oh, this is, what's his name?
Barry White.
Oh, Barry White.
Yes. No, it's not the chef off South Park.
No.
Hey, listen, I've got to tell you about something really exciting. Yeah. Your chance to knock off Matt Rogers, Scotty Sattler, myself and Daddy in the footy tipping this year. SCN, this is what you've got to do. Go to SCN footy tipping at scn.com.au and you can play with us. We've set up a Sports Day footy tipping competition, right? Now, join the Sats and Rats Sports Day tipping comp. The code is SCZFH9. Double Z. That's SCZFH9ZZ. Daddy, can you put that on Twitter or something as well, mate? So X. So a link. It's already up. So you just follow the links. It's the Sats and Rat. Apparently, the Sats and Rat Sports Day comp.
Yep, that's what it's called.
What am I? Just eye candy?
You're definitely not that.
It's on Twitter, Sports Day. Just go to Sports Day NSW. Join our footy tipping. There's a link there for you. So you can go there and just link on it. But it's SCN tipping at .com.au. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
You don't, right? Hey, have you got written down?
There's heaps of prizes. I'm in.
We've got lots of prizes. Yeah, heaps of prizes.
About 12 grand's worth, including a grand final experience.
Wow.
Up for grabs as well if you go pretty well. Hey, listen, we've got a ton of texts to get to. We'll get to those in just a moment. Plus more to come, including That's Ridiculous. This is Sports Day.
Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day.
Love this intro.
You do? Yeah, I like it too. Does it get you fired up? It
fires me up.
Makes me feel dirty. That's why I love it. I just feel like, I get aggressive
dirty.
When I hear this. No, you know what I mean. Like, I want to get down and dirty.
Oh.
I want to get my fingernails
into the mud. You've lost me.
Should we start again?
Yeah.
You reckon we should do that? Welcome to Sports Day, Hour 2. Rat Rogers.
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
And Jason Matthews here. Rat's doing 5 days in a row.
What?
That's right, Oprah, you heard it. Sats has taken the lovely Beck on a surprise trip to Vietnam. She thought she was going to Melbourne.
Mm.
And you know what he said to me? I had coffee. They flew out Friday night and had a coffee with Sats on Friday morning. Yeah. He goes, he couldn't sleep last night. I'm scared of flying over water.
Well, some people have fears.
Yeah, know? But if you're playing Crash, first of all, he's flying out 11:50 at night.
Doesn't matter where you're playing Crash. If you're playing Crash,
you're stuffed.
Mm.
And if you hate flying over water, I would suggest don't go to Tasmania or Asia.
Or New Zealand.
Or anywhere out of Australia.
It's got water.
That's right.
Between
which
you
is
and
everything.
It.
Well, we're an island.
Yeah.
So it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Because so I was so scared I couldn't sleep.
So you can fly to Perth, no worries.
That's fine.
That's bizarre,
fly
isn't
to
it?
You can fly to Sydney as long as it's the inland route, not the one where you leave and go out around the ocean.
Yeah, I get it.
Unbelievable. Anyway, he landed safely.
Nice.
I tracked his flight Saturday morning. He was A-OK. 0457 736 736 if you want to shoot us a text. For our Australian listeners, New Zealand listeners, 8833, greatest text number ever, by the way. 1300 01 1170 is our number if you want to give us a call. Before we get into some stuff, Mike is on the line from Callum Vale and Brizzy. G'day, Mike.
G'day, boys.
How are you?
What about Hell's? Yeah, good, matey. What about Hell's Bells with Chris Slade on the drums and not Phil Rudd?
Right.
Hell's Bells by AC/DC.
AC/DC, great song.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I know the song, but who are you talking about on the drums?
Paul Rudd lives in New Zealand now, doesn't he?
Right.
He's, I think Phil Rudd's always.
Oh, Phil Rudd. Yeah, not Paul Rudd.
Better not talk about it too much.
Yeah.
Isn't Paul Rudd in all those rom-coms?
Yeah.
You want to talk about the Cowboys? You reckon you've got some goss for us. Now, how do you know this, Mike? Before I hear these allegations are massive.
Is the source reliable? I know a few boys up there. I've got to hear. I want to know. What's going on?
I don't know what the producers said. No, I just wanted to talk about the fourth. I think this is the fourth annual Tamalolo versus Peyton. You know, they're not getting on.
Oh, right. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Has this been reported? I haven't read any of that.
Last time we said something about Todd Payton, it didn't go well.
No.
Peter Bedell.
Oh, yeah. Pete.
Peter Bedell's written about it, has he?
Yeah. They finally smoked Todd Payton out, and he said, as usual, there's no dramas.
Mike, can I get you to hold it there? Let me ask you this question, Rat. Who gives a stuff if some players and the coach don't get on?
Well, it's not.
I mean, did it work?
They're not going to get on with everyone. But you've got a job to do, and you're expected
Mike, hang on for a second. I just want Rat's opinion on this.
You're expected to show up and do your job. And particularly if you're a senior player, whether you get on with the coach or not. Like, I certainly, you know, I got on okay with all of my coaches. There were times when I didn't. But I was professional enough to rock up and do what was required of me, particularly when I was a senior player, because your actions affect the group. And if you've got a young group, like the Cowboys do, I'm sure Todd Payton will be putting a large expectation on those senior players to set a great example, because they've got the likes of, you know, the Helam Lukies and the Jeremiah Nanais and these back rowers. They've got this young back rower and Finifawaki, this young back rower core. They're kids. They're all 18, 19, 20. Mm. I don't know what's going on up there. I really don't. I haven't read that report.
And they missed the eight last year, so if he is putting pressure on them, so be it.
Yeah, I think I need it.
All right, Mike, what's your next bit of juicy goss for us?
What have you got for us?
Come on, this is good.
No, I don't have any, but I just thought, I heard Matt say before that, you know, all those Coolio and that song sound the same. What about Fantastic Voyage?
No, that was Usher. That was me about Usher. Or did you say Coolio as well?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
Coolio, Fantastic Voyage. You know where they're all hopping out of the boot of the car at the end?
I don't.
No.
No,
mate.
I'm stumping you guys.
Yeah, you are. You are.
Mate, good gossip. You can be our gossip reporter every night. Mike, thanks for your call, buddy. Have a good one.
Hey, Mike, before you go.
See you, boys.
Have you seen James Maloney at the Mad Cow? I just need to know if he's getting around town and really getting to know the locals.
Well, I'm a long way from. I'm actually a Brisbane-based
Cowboys fan.
Cowboys,
right?
I'm the urban cowboy.
So you were a Brisbane hater? Is that why you supported the Cowboys?
Yeah, I'm not the midnight cowboy. I'm the urban cowboy.
Right, okay.
Hey, what about? We'll talk about it and see. What about Renault and Carrigan going at it?
Yeah, I just had a look at it. Yeah, it doesn't.
Stop, guys.
Adam, stop it.
Now, listen, who wins the punch-up between Renault and Carrigan? I'm on Renault all the time. You don't? He used to sneak through the fence at Redfern Oval to go and watch the footy and also train. One of the texts here said he's actually from Waterloo, so thanks for that. It's not Waterloo, not far from Redfern.
It's the next suburb.
But I'm back in Renault any day, right?
Yeah. No, he looked like he had the upper hand on the big fella.
Yeah. And he's small. They bite. So, all right.
Yeah.
Let you go, Mike. All right. Good luck for the Cowboys. See you, buddy. Mark from Quakers Hill has got some pros and cons on the Super Bowl. Rightio.
Brisbane Eels just sent in a text. He said, exclusive for us,
yeah,
the Sports Day show, I can reveal who was behind the phone that caught Adam and Pat in their fight. It was Wayne.
As in?
Hello?
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah, he's behind the phone. He was behind the bushes. He's got the camera out.
You've been hiding in the bushes.
Jeez. Mark from Quakers Hill. Hello, mate.
G'day, Rat. How are you?
We're good. What's happening?
Did you like the Super Bowl?
Happy New Year to you both, if I haven't said so
It's
already.
Too late.
Too late for that.
Mate, so I did this last week, Mark, and I actually wished someone Happy New Year on air, and I was told by Sats Off it's too late.
Yeah, we're mid-February.
That's right. My pros and cons for the Super Bowl would be, it was great to see the Chiefs win. I mean, I'm a Seahawks supporter myself, but they played well to get the win, and a lot of my favourite players played with the Chiefs. But I think there's a few pros and cons to do with the Super Bowl. I mean, the average ticket price was $8,000. Now, the average punter can't afford that type of ticket price. I mean, we can afford NRL prices for grand finals quite easily. We can afford AFL grand final prices quite easily here. But $8,000, I think the NFL needs to get real with regards to that.
They've
lost touch with the grassroots community.
Yeah, well, there's 350 million of them. That's the reason why the tickets are so expensive. And all they worry about is filling up the stadium. But most people, they enjoy watching it at home. And it's a great telecast. Mm. They cover the game very well.
Yeah. Well,
What disappointed me, though, sorry, mate, to forget the fan experience. They had the exhibition hall where you walked through, and that was $50 a head to go to that.
That shouldn't be no cost to that.
Absolutely. I don't think they should be charging that. If they're charging on average $8,000 for a seat, make the fan experience, for those who might not necessarily be going to the game, make that experience so you can take the whole family. Who cares if you have to line up for an hour or two? It's free.
Mm.
But I just thought that was a bit steep.
Yeah.
That's right. And on top of that, when it comes to North American football, I much prefer Canadian football, as in CFL, because the communities in Canada,
what?
They get right behind their teams, and their teams never lose the strong relationship they have with local people.
Listen, Mark, I'm not in the mood for Canadian Football League chat.
And they
can you please? I mean, they put syrup on bacon. Let's not go there.
Well, put it this way. There's a lot of Aussies that play in the game. The Saskatchewan Roughriders, my favourite team. They're
what?
Australia.
What? Mark, don't make me play the song twice.
Mark.
Did you enjoy the game, Mark?
The Americans get behind their team, mate. I went to Buffalo and watched a game up there. There's 1 million people in Buffalo. There's 72,000 people that can go into that stadium, and you can't get a ticket for 10 years, a season ticket.
But isn't Green Bay even smaller?
That's 7% of the population go to the game every time it's on.
And they're going in snow.
And shoveling out the stadium.
Yeah. All right, Mark, we've got to let you go.
Yep. All right, no problem.
See you, mate. Bye.
The Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
This is the first time.
The Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
What is Rooster Muzz thinking right now? His mind would just explode. It's just blown. See, the thing is, Mark, we love you and we love every listener who rings into the show. But you've got to think, would Rooster Muzz like this? All right? Because now he's just going to let loose. Crime scene's off the bit tonight.
He is.
There are some idiots phoning in.
I just choked on my tongue.
I would feel right at home against this lot. Give me a reason, I dare you. He also said, Mike is the Stone Glen. Play the music.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm being too nice to people, aren't I? Am I taking Glenn, am I?
Oh, Glenn's
Daddy.
Coming on.
Daddy.
Oh, he wants to give us a Newcastle and Super Bowl update.
No.
Put him on.
You
Newcastle update.
Yeah, yeah, come on, Glenn. What's going on?
Yeah, beautiful day here in Newcastle today, mate. Absolutely sensational.
I don't want a weather update.
No, we want the team update, not weather. You heard any gossip about the team?
Can I thank both Talia and Nicola from the Kent Hotel in Hamilton
of course.
For looking after me during Super Bowl Monday.
Yep.
Oh, well, this is a risk.
Shame our boy didn't do real good today, but... Nah.
Sounds like you did.
Keep bringing those girls into the movies, mate.
Hit the button.
Daddy, can you come in here, please?
Oh, wow.
Cohen, can you please come in?
He's still on the phone.
I've just hung up on him. Come in. Get in here, please.
Mate, that was... I was worried where that was going to go.
Can you please get on that mic and keep your dirty mow off it too? I hate it, the way your hair's. Listen. What's going on with the callers?
What?
Well, Glenn's
clearly
blind.
Inebriated.
He's blind.
It is pretty standard.
It's not. Yeah,
I think he does his best at work when he's had a few.
But it's pension. Is it Wednesday this week? We're going to get a double Glenn blind.
Yeah.
Listen. Can we make a rule here and now? I can't even believe we're having this discussion. No more drunk people.
Mate, that's three quarters of our listeners. We're on at 6 o'clock. Mate, we're not going to get anyone. No, listeners, don't listen to Woogie. Cohen will be nice.
Cam
keep
says
ringing.
Mark is trying to put Glenn out of a job here. Yeah, Mark, listen, I don't know about you, Daddy, and it's your call at the end of the day, but the Canadian football update.
The Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Mate, he's full of information.
He is. Mate, he gave a report. Wait till you hear him talk about New Zealand. He knows that country like the back of his hand.
What does crime say? Mike sounds like a fellow electric cabbage cowboy. Ask him how large his hands look. I don't, what's it? Oh, I think I know what that means.
621 said they filled the stadium with $8,000 average. So I don't think they're arguing.
No.
Queensland Chets. Yeah. No, they're not arguing. And that's what I mean. That ain't. I mean, the Super Bowl is not for your average fan. Your Super Bowl is for the rich, the wealthy, the people who've got money.
Like yourself.
Yeah. I haven't been to one. I've never been to one.
But did you hear this? You know when the world's in trouble, boys, when the Las Vegas airport, the private jet parking space is booked out. It's full. They can't accept any more billionaires.
Yeah.
What is going on there?
Well, that's what happens when you take the Super Bowl to Vegas. I thought it was a great success in terms of
an event.
It looked fantastic on TV. I thought that they just, I don't know. I think they needed a better Super halftime show.
What about Travis spending $1 million to get Tay-Tay and his family in a box?
Ah, sweet. Yeah.
It's fine.
Well, mate, Tay-Tay's, she probably chipped in.
Yeah, she's on track to earn well over $1 billion this year. Yeah, she's you know, crazy. Every concert she does, she's making $100 million.
$100 million. Talk about ticket prices.
Peanuts.
Tay-Tay.
$900 for each of my kids to go, and they weren't the most expensive.
And that's a 16. And who are her fans?
I am now after watching her skull of that beer.
Yeah, well,
I want to marry her.
But they're young girls, aren't they? Like,
yeah,
you've got to pay for the tickets, though.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of money. I live on Struggle Street, as you blows well and truly know.
You just sold one of your six houses.
No, I'm down to my last two. No, I'm joking. But the thing is, I'm already in the hole for them to go and see Tay-Tay, and I'm not going. My wife's not going. We're in the hole $4,000 with airfares, accommodation, and tickets.
No one's bagging Tay-Tay, though, are they?
No.
No.
Why can't they fly?
And she controls
themselves.
That. She would control that.
Wait.
She could say,
suggest that to the missus.
She could easily say, look, there's too many of my fans missing out, so I'm going to, the tickets are going to be $400, which is still expensive, right?
Yeah.
But the stadiums are full everywhere she goes.
Mate,
so why is she going to change it?
That's right.
It?
So your argument is she's too cheap.
Yeah. Make it more expensive.
She's the ultimate businesswoman.
Until you can see a few empty ones, keep jacking it up. Just keep jacking it up.
How dare you charge 12-year-old girls $1,200?
They're not charging $1,200. She's charging you.
I know. I was on holiday in Bali with the kids, and that's the day the tickets went on sale. So I had to work out the time difference. I'm in the pool in Bali with my phone trying to get on for 3 hours trying to get these tickets. 3 hours. They're in tears going, we've missed out. And all of a sudden it just happened by a miracle.
And then are you like far of the year now? Is that?
They still think I'm a jerk.
Yeah. Don't let your girls go on to Petuto Advocate.
What? What's what?
What?
The first, are you, what?
Are you been drinking as well?
No.
What?
The first Instagram post they put up after the Super Bowl was Taylor Swift has cancelled her Australian tour.
Oh, right.
To celebrate with a boyfriend in Vegas.
Oh, wow.
He'll be in Australia. Don't worry. Wow. He'll come to Australia. I reckon he'll probably be in Australia by the Sydney concert.
Can we read some texts?
Oh, yeah. Before we do that, I want to ask Daddy.
Yeah.
You've seen the footage?
Yes.
Of Renault and Carrigan. Ooh, Renault beating the crap out of Carrigan.
Had him on his back.
Yeah. Pulled his hair bun out.
Naked choke.
Mate, there could be trouble for these
trouble
two
for
boys.
Trouble for the Bronx?
I don't think there should be any trouble. Just two blokes having a wrestle having a couple of beers.
Yeah,
they haven't heard
anyone. You know what the NRL integrity unit's like when they start investigating stuff. Look, stop them with a fine. Let them play. I'm really against anybody who should be playing in this game in America not playing in it.
I know we like to take the P155 out of your daddy, or the Broncos, but if they cop a suspension for this, you give up.
Daddy's literally just gone up to Reno and said, mate, I'm coming for your captaincy.
Or Paddy said to me, mate, you cost us the grand final last year.
You didn't stand up in the last 20 minutes
and then it was on.
I would have said that.
Yeah. I think that's what it's happened.
And then Reno said, mate, what's the go with the man bun?
Mm. And if you had
if
you had a go in that game.
Get a haircut, your bum.
Well, do you boys remember that whole white shoe incident?
Yeah, it was Albert Kelly.
Yeah.
Payne Haas and Albert Kelly.
They got time for that.
Did they get time for that?
Yeah, some people have referred to that.
And can I just say, that was... that
he trod on his shoes,
I watched that. That was less than this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're looking at life.
Wow.
I think they should be suspended till at least round three. They're playing the Rabbitohs in round two in Brisbane. Right. So I reckon up until round three, let him come back then.
Mm.
Bronx have released a statement this afternoon.
Saying?
Oh, it's under investigation and all players have come forward to speak, so we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Well, I'm glad that they did that. I'm glad. Like, I like a club that comes out and says, "Look, we're dealing with it. We'll talk to you later." Not come out and just throw players under the bus and get the full context of what's gone down. Certain clubs have thrown players under the bus in the past, and it really annoys me.
Actually, thanks, Daddy. I didn't actually bring you in to throw you under the bus. I wanted to ask you about the Broncos video.
No,
hey, Woogie, not only is his pension day on Wednesday this week, it's also Valentine's Day. Oh, God. So get ready for dribble and blow-up dolls on steroids in 2 days' time. Oh, Rooster Muzz on the text. All right, read us out a few.
Well, we've got and this is a text from Simon from Balgownie about the WSL that just finished, the Lexus Pipe Pro. Young Caitlin Simmers, she's a young American. She's only 18 years old. She just won the Pipe Pro. She beat Molly Picklum in the final, the young Aussie girl. She's 21 to second year on tour. She says Simmers will win the WSL title this year and be a multiple world champion and go down as one of the greats in years to come. But how good was the 10-point ride by our Aussie girl Molly Picklum, and her barrel was as good as anything you'd see from our guys at Pipe. Yeah, Molly Picklum. We had Ockie on last week, and he had some big raps on Molly. He thinks we might still be a little ways away from from us winning a world title in the men's. But we've got a few good... I mean, Ethan Ewing, he made the semis. He went all right. But
Shout out, too, to the Australian under-19 men's cricket team. Just won the World Cup final against India last night.
That's great, isn't it? Coming through, depth... depth in talent.
Unbelievable. And we beat India again.
In India?
No, this one was in South Africa.
All right.
Awesome.
These people having nightmares, wouldn't they?
Oh.
Generational nightmares now. It's good. What have we got here? We've got, hi guys, love the show. Clutch player would have to be Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
From Darren at Strathfield. Can I tell you, there's a documentary. There's a documentary that goes over like his, because he won the three junior amateurs and then he won the three senior amateurs. So he won six in a row before he became pro. And the situations that he was in and how he got out of them, the documentary is unbelievable. Like for him to do what he did, you know, and golf is such a hard game.
Yeah. Not really.
Well, every time you line up, I say this, and take nothing away from...
Yeah, but
you
take it seriously. I don't.
No, I don't take it too... I have fun. Don't get me wrong. But it's one of the few sports. Like in surfing, for instance, Kelly Slater didn't have to beat all 64 surfers. He had to beat eight to win the comp.
Yeah.
In tennis, it's the same. In golf, you have to beat every single person that shows up. No one can do it for you.
Oh, yeah, but, mate, there's you can dismiss half, three-quarters of the bloody
not now
field.
Not,
yes, you can.
Not in tight. I think back in the Jack Nicklaus days you could. And the Greg Norman
days,
you could.
Because they've been split.
Not now. Well, now, yeah, because they've been split.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
But when I'm talking about Tiger Woods in his prime, those fields were deep.
Oh, mate, the fact that he beat Phil Mickelson. Mm. Like, Mickelson should have been the greatest golfer of all time. Mate,
could have been.
But should have been.
Except
for Tiger Woods. And how good was it watching those two going head-to-head?
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was amazing. Hey, Woogie and Splinter, do you blokes reckon that Sattlers will visit any KFD restaurants whilst in Vietnam? What's a KFD? Am I missing something? KFD.
What are we...
Rooster Muzz has snuck another one through to the...
He's got ya.
Good evening, Woogie and Rat. My offspring and I were at the trial yesterday. Woogie, our beloved Bunnies, may have had their third-string team out, but so did the Seagulls. If the Seagulls take how they trialled in the comp, I think they can upset and make the four. The girls' game prior was also awesome. Cheers, Mickey G from Woodbury. Yeah, good to hear.
Well, that's
Manly,
interesting.
Manly supporters get excited.
Well, Manly supporters get excited, but there are, like, I mean, Shane Flanagan, they did an internal training session. Shane Flanagan, I know he's worked at Manly. I know he knows a lot of them, so he's going to have maybe a little bit of a skewed opinion. But after that trial, St. George, it wasn't a trial, it was an internal sort of training session. He came away from that saying that Manly squad is looking fantastic and they could win the comp.
Yeah, wow.
He knows what it takes to win a comp. He's
but it's still pre-season. We haven't even got to round one yet.
It is pre-season, but I'm just trying to get all the Manly fans excited so that when they fail, I can just go.
Rat, don't get me wrong. Yeah, don't get me wrong when I say this. This is why I don't. Yeah, okay, it might be good promotion for the game. We don't know, right, with Vegas. Why send, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but why bother sending your full-strength teams when you can hang around now till round two and have another couple of extra weeks off? Why bother?
Well, for starters.
Why risk injury long way home with an injury?
The NRL wouldn't cop it. If you're fit, the NRL's not going to cop that. Not for what.
Well, the NRL have no say. Over picking who plays.
You can't.
You have a squad of 30, Rat. As long as you're picking someone from that 30, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no. There would be some serious conversations with what the NRL's put into it and put behind it. There is no way they're going to allow teams to send over a second string team now.
Well, you can't send Broncos, over a second string team.
The Broncos might be sending over a second string team.
They could be missing a halfback
and a lock.
Yeah.
It says here, this text here from Bondi Jack says, Woog, the NRL rubbed out Haas the next day for pushing Albert at 12 a.m. in front of nobody.
Yeah.
Given the drunken Mitchell Whiten rumble on the ground at 4 a.m. before a crowd being swept under the carpet by IU rules for some, will Rennie and Pat make it to Vegas, Bondi Jack?
Oh, I don't think they will. Oh, I don't know. Can Renault's back and hammies handle a 14-hour flight anyway?
He's other than his ankle, he's had a pretty smooth off season, I believe.
Yeah. All right, one more text before we go. Daniel from Prairie Wood. Gents is a Queensland and Storm fan. The greatest clutch player that I've seen is Cooper Cronk. Who could forget the 45-meter field goal in Game 3 in 2012 Origin, or Game 1 of 2015, where it was his game management. Astute crossfield kicking, game, blah, blah, blah. He just goes on. Yeah, you're right. And what he did at club level, unbelievable.
Yeah. He was good.
See, this is the problem. A lot of you underrate him.
No, I think he's a fantastic player, but he had some pretty handy players around him.
Yeah, but he also took success with him.
Mm.
Not Park Origin to the side, right? That was an amazing team, right?
Yeah. Look,
He went from Storm where he had success, went to the Roosters where he had success.
Well, no players.
No, but what are you saying? They would have won those premierships without Cooper Cronk?
Well, I think Mitchell Pearce, if he was playing the seven jersey, could have won the premiership with him.
But he didn't.
No, but what I'm saying is I look at Cooper Cronk as a phenomenal player. But
so what's the problem?
Well, the difference between a clutch player, I think in the moment, I think Andrew Johns or a Jonathan Thurston over a Cooper Cronk.
Okay, so he's more of a game manager than out-and-out game breaker.
Right. Mm. Okay. In my opinion.
That's one of the things I got.
Phenomenal player.
Okay. I think that's the other thing too. I got sick of hearing that about Purdy. He's a great game manager. You've got to be more than that to be playing in the Super Bowl.
But that is their job too.
Yes. Like, what's wrong with that?
Their job is to manage the game, and then when the opportunity comes, take the opportunity. I thought, you know, look, Cooper Cronk's a great player. Don't get me wrong.
Got to go. Yeah.
But I don't put him in the game breaker.
Got to go to the break crime scene, who's off the leash tonight as well. You had me, and now you've lost me, Rat, talking up the toughness of golfers. Please, they need someone to carry their clubs. Enough said. Break time.
Crime scene.
Break time. This is Sports Day.
Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day.
Geez, plenty of texts coming through tonight. We'll get to more of those in just a moment. We are doing Sports Day. Thanks to our partners Kia and Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. Find your local branch at nutrien.com.au.
Come on, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. There's got to be an investigation into this. This has got to be, someone's got to be accountable for this.
Yep, time for that's ridiculous. Can I kick it off here, Rat? I want to throw one at you because it involves your quarterback at the 49ers. Brock Purdy's pay packet compared to Mahomes. Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant.
Yep.
$870,000 per season.
US.
Yes, US, compared to Mahomes, $59 million per
season. Come on, that's ridiculous.
US.
Yeah.
He'll get a pay rise, won't he, next year?
No. He's still on his rookie deal. So he's still on that deal. He can't renegotiate his up until after next year, until after 3 years. So he's got to play on his rookie deal next year. And that is why the 49ers can afford to have all the weapons that they've got.
Okay, so what's happened with Garoppolo and all those guys? Are they
they're gone.
They're so gone. So they got rid of the first and second quarterback, both gone.
They're gone. Sam Darnold is back up now, but he can't be. They can't renegotiate his contract until 2026. So he plays again next year on $870,000, and that's why they've got the highest paid defensive player in Nick Bosa. They traded for Chase Young, who's on a fortune.
Right,
they're paying guys left, right, and center. George Kittle, McCaffrey, all those guys are making bank, but he's making nothing. And that's why they can afford to do it.
Yeah, well, okay.
So they've got another year to go.
One more year. One more year. Struggle Street.
Well, one more year of being able to do that. Because once they pay him $40 million, he's not going to have the weapons around him that, you know, he's got now.
Well, he should do the right thing by the team and maybe go up to 880.
Yeah, right. Taylor Swift trying to chug a beer.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
I found it hot.
She's trying to fit in with the football, that culture. Just Taylor.
You sucked me in.
Taylor, really?
Yeah.
Geez, I thought you were better than that.
No. I now have respect for her.
Right, okay.
I looked at that video and you know what I thought of straight away? Bob Hawke. That's what I thought of.
Yeah, she looks exactly like him.
Wow, that's mate.
You
can't treat women like that.
No, I'm not. But I'm not saying that she can't do it. But it's just like it's not your thing. Don't you know?
What about the one you mentioned on the topic of Taylor Swift? Travis Swift paid $1 million.
A million
for a Super Bowl suite for Taylor Swift and his family.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
It's probably not in relation to what they earn. But could you imagine what that couple, like that's a power couple if you've ever seen one.
Oh, I don't care.
Like you've got, like Giselle, Tom Brady's ex-wife, she was worth double what he was.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't care anymore. Do we have, like seriously?
It doesn't bother me. It really doesn't.
Like, was she always a Kansas City Chiefs fan?
No.
Right.
No
so,
chance.
Oh, right. Okay.
But She's a boy, man. She's her beau is out there playing, and he's a star of the show.
Beau. His name's Travis.
Yeah, her boyfriend.
All right, one that's ridiculous here from Danger. Little man, 5 days straight, first time in history.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
That's you. Little man, wow, Danger.
Danger's he's regularly into me.
Do you want to respond?
Oh, I was reading a text, so I missed what you said. What did he say? Where is it?
And one more for you, Steve from Dubbo. Was that Vasso in the background telling Reynolds and Carrigan to stop it?
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Guys!
Adam, stop it. Stop it. We've got game round one in 3 weeks.
Break time. Back in a moment with your text on Sports Day.
Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Matty Rogers, Jason Matthews here. Going to get into your text here. Can I just read out a special one we've received from one of our listeners? And thanks for sharing this with us, all of us, the Sports Day family, because I think it's pretty special. Evening, gents. All my prayers have been answered. I'm free of lung and bowel cancer. 15 months of treatments and the doctors are thrilled I've come good. Wow, Gunner. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And he goes on to say he's clutch player both for Australia and the Raiders was Brad Clyde. What a machine. Take care, gents. No, Gunner, you take care, mate, and we're so happy for you.
Absolutely, mate.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
Good stuff.
Hey, listen, before you just do some more texts, can I just remind people about footy tipping? You can win weekly prizes and the major prize of an NRL Grand Final experience thanks to the brand of hot water that comes on Steady Hot and Strong Ream. All you have to do is visit nrltipping.sen.com.au, join the footy tipping so you can play in the major competition. But if you want to have a bit of fun against us, join Sats and Rats Sports Day Tipping Comp. I can't even believe I don't get a mention in this.
Sats and Rats Tipping Comp.
Yeah, but I'm in it too. Like, what am I? Chopped liver.
No, you just fill in bits and pieces.
I fill in. You contribute more when you're at home on the Terps.
I do.
No, sending us in tips on the mahogany couch.
I'm off the Terps.
Why don't you talk to your family? Why do you harass us?
You know the night that I was texting.
Chloe was texting.
We weren't together at the time. That just shows how committed my wife is to my work. I'm not even on the show and she's texting in. It's great.
Listen, if you want to join our comp, just enter the code SCZFH9ZZ. That's SCZFH9ZZ. Jump onto Twitter and search Sports Day New South Wales as well and click the link to join and take us on. Let's all get together and have a Sports Day tipping competition. And we can take on each other every single week. Thanks to our great mates at Ream. Rightio, text messages, Rat.
Yes, text messages. Here we go. Hey, guys, I'm missing Sats already.
What?
But love when you play. That's ridiculous. Cheers, Damo from Ballina.
Damo?
I don't know how to take it.
You know, Damo was one of the investigators on the teacher's pet.
Right. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, on the... The teachers. Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah. He's one of the investigators. He was one of the officers, one of the detectives. Listens to the show. Possibly one of our smartest listeners.
Possibly. He would be up there. There's only a few smart ones. What are they called? What are the groups?
Oh, I don't know what they're called, but it's the Whack Pack.
Oh, the Whack Pack.
Yeah, they're all different groups.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we're talking about Lauren Jackson earlier, best Aussie basketballer, Phil Smythe.
Phil Smythe.
Tani. Not the best here.
Best in the world. Lauren Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, the best ever. Look, we're talking about the best ever, what they've done in their
sport, probably their craft. Australian. Probably in Australia. Phil Smythe. Right, yeah. Played with Canberra.
What do you think?
Was the Canberra Cannons?
Well, he's better than Joe Ingles. He's better than Ben Simmons. He's better than...
I'm just reading the text from Tani.
Oh, right. Okay.
So... Mate, don't be rude to our audience. You've got another four nights to go yet.
Sorry. And you are all very smart listeners, so thank you for tuning in.
415 says Darren Lockyer, plenty of clutch moments.
Yes, I was just thinking that. Clutch, talking about clutch players, what about John Eales stepping up to take a kick goal to win the Bledisloe? Everyone was thinking, why is he kicking it? Never looked like missing. He was always a good kicker, John Eales.
Was he?
Yeah. Always practiced at training, always... And he was always the number two kicker behind Michael Liner when he was playing. Like, he was always the guy that, if Liner went off, he would be the one that would take the shots at goal. So it wasn't unusual for anybody in the know to see him kicking a goal.
Yeah, right.
But for the odd person, like, you don't often see a 6 foot six giant standing over a ball to take a shot at goal, do
when,
you?
When you say odd person, you mean the fans.
Yeah.
Jeez, you hate people. Hey, a late one for That's Ridiculous from Aaron. Hey, fellas, why are there so many people on the sideline at the Super Bowl?
Come on, that's ridiculous.
I was only thinking that today, Aaron. There's no one in the stands. There's people in the stands and then everyone on the sidelines. How do you need – what? Why do you need so many people?
Oh, well, there's 53 people on the roster, so they'd all be there. They don't all get dressed for the game, obviously, but there's 53 – well, maybe they do, the 53 all get dressed for the game. Then there's all the people on the IR, there's probably a heap of staff there. They'd have it from each organisation. It's the biggest game of the year, and they got there. So, but they don't get in your way, though, because
they've got to stay behind this line.
Well, but also, if you look at American fields, and Australians don't do this, but their seats start at head level.
Yeah.
So the ground is sort of like in a bowl.
Yeah.
Which makes it easier to watch. So, because I find you get a rugby league game and you're sitting like in row three, you got like heads in front of you and then people standing in front of you, you can't see anything.
Yeah.
If you're sitting on the halfway line.
When was the last time you sat in row three, by the way? You're normally in a corporate box.
Mm. I'm just saying for the people that do.
You know what I like about you, Rat? You're always standing up for the common person. I love that.
Next time.
Yes.
Next time we're thinking about building a stadium in Australia for sport.
Right.
Just dig the ground out like 6 feet, 8 feet, and put the ground down there, and then everybody will be able to have a great view over all the people, over the touch judges, over the people sitting on the sideline. Be what? Sorted.
My wife's ringing me. Does she not think I go to work every night?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to get into it. But my wife does radio too, right?
Yeah.
If I text her or message her.
Yeah.
Or call her while she's working.
Yeah.
I just read the riot act after when she gets home. She's like, you know I'm working, right? I'm like, okay.
But
you know how many text messages I get from
her when you're working? It's like,
and the kids ringing me. I'm like, I'm working.
Sats gets a call during the show from Beck. She works for us. Well, with us. Here's another one too from 045. Imagine the rat running off Mark Ella. I don't know why that's been sent in, but.
Well, I haven't run off Mark Ella.
But they're saying imagine.
Oh, it'd be magical.
996 says another. Here's another. That's ridiculous. Where a coach is talking behind clipboards.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Oh no, they have to do that.
Okay, so why are they talking behind their play cheat sheet?
But the opposition can't read their lips.
But they can read your cheat sheet. Or is that a fake one?
Fake one.
So they're fake plays.
On the back. Yes. They're fake. On that side. Yeah.
Omaha. Right. God, that's what Omaha means.
Omaha.
Right, yep. One more before we go to the break.
Yep. I've read that one. Woogs, you don't need the ball in Cleary's hands. Oh, we're talking about clutch players. Woogs, you don't need the ball in Cleary's hands with 4 minutes to go in Origin.
That's when Cleary
panics and tries to chip over the hunt with five blokes unmarked on his right, Bondi Jack.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
It was a great play by Ben Hunt. But what I will say is Cleary's a clutch player, and like the last couple of Origin series certainly shouldn't define him. He'll come back in Origin. I think they're going to do it tough in Origin this year, Woog.
Who?
New South Wales.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, don't start.
I think you will.
Oh, your big theory on old mate wearing the 13. Jeez, come on.
No, I'm just saying.
Payne Haas will cut change. In half. No, we're fine, mate.
It's going to take a couple of years for the change to, you know, you're going to have to move a few players around. And
come on, another that's late ridiculous. One for that's ridiculous.
Before we go to the break, quick community update. Thanks to Firecoat, be alert and prepared this bushfire season. There's grass fire along Braidwood Road in Taranaville, south of Goulburn. Please avoid the area and plan an alternative route. to keep in touch, visit rfs.newsouthwales.gov.au. Community update. Thanks to the new fire coats. Break time.
Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day. We're back.
Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking all-electric large SUV. Captivating appearance with state-of-the-art design. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back to the show. Tomorrow night's New South Wales legend, former teammate of yours, former teammate of mine.
Where?
Greg Burt. Well, we played together fourth grade at Queens.
Cricket?
Yep.
He's pretty handy.
He's very handy.
Mm. Well, fourth grade. It wouldn't be hard to be very handy.
All right, mate.
Grade.
No need to be nasty.
Well, he's a good athlete. That's what I'm saying.
He was very good. The bloke who was better than him was the front rower.
Hendo.
Yeah, Michael Henderson.
Yeah, yeah, great guy, Hendo.
Anyway, Birdie joining us tomorrow to talk All-Stars. And Wednesday, the sexiest rugby league player, former teammate of yours, alive, Andrew Ettinghausen, joining us for Valentine's Day.
Oh, E.T. We had some good times, E.T. and I.
I'd love to hear some of the stories.
Well, he was my roomie for a lot of years in those early days. Took me under his wing and showed me the ropes and taught me everything that I needed to know. He was good.
Famous women from the area either, are we?
No, I'm talking about
playing. We're not talking supermodels or anything.
No, there was none of that.
Okay. No, but I'm saying we're not going to talk to him about that.
Mm.
Hey, Woogs, bugger those imposters. Set up your own tipping comp and we'll join. Call it Albo's Flogs or Buffheads from Bondi Jack. Rat.
We're finished.
Rat, you're going to need 3 weeks stress leave when New South Wales flogs Queensland 3-0 series win. Simon from Balgowning, text of the night.
I'm not sure about that. He's pretty happy about the forecast for Sunset Beach show at the end of the week. They're pretty iffy tomorrow, but 5 to 6 metre waves are forecast for Sunset, the second event on the WSL tour, so it'll be good.
And Daniel from Prairie Wood reckons Carrigan Reynolds' brouhaha was over Daddy Vass's Bronco membership. Digital membership.
Wouldn't surprise me.
We're going to go. See you. Ready?
See you, mate.
We're back tomorrow night. Thank you, listeners. Thanks for getting involved. We love your input. Catch you tomorrow night.
Good night!